Now on WCHL, a page from D.G. Martin's notebook.
At the end of a two-day conference a few weeks ago about World War I over at Carolina, I asked a leading military historian what approach he would recommend to the United States to deal with the challenge of ISIS. And I'll tell you about his response in a minute, but first of all, this World War I conference is one of a series of planned events over on the campus to celebrate the 100th anniversary of the Great War, World War I, and to learn some of the lessons that might help us deal with some of our present-day challenges. And there are plenty of such lessons. According to the series coordinator of Chapel Hill's Institute of Arts and of the Arts and Humanities, they say in the promotional material, World War I exerted enormous influence on domestic and foreign policy, literally reshaping international trade, military science, gender and work roles, and creating enduring nation states. But with our country at the beginning of another war, what about guidance that could help us avoid the mistakes World War I participants made? For instance, all the combating countries, especially the Germans, counted on a short war. The Germans thought they could quickly defeat France as they had done less than 50 years earlier. But there was no quick victory. The French and their British allies stopped the German war machine, and 4 years of trench warfare then wore down Germany, really to an inglorious defeat. So the lesson there, plans and hopes for quick endings of any sort are often dashed, as America's recent military experiences. It's a lesson that has been reinforced. And notwithstanding the initial patriotic enthusiasm and support for the war, by the end of the war, popular uprisings had toppled the governments of Germany, Austria, and Russia. And even in America, Woodrow Wilson's party suffered a crushing defeat in the congressional elections of November 1918, which was the same month the war had ended in victory. The lesson? Leaders taking their countries to war must be prepared to accept humiliating defeats administered by the people at home. So what advice could this military historian give to help our country respond to the ISIS challenge? He's British, and he said, do like we did with the Mahdi. Go wipe them out and then go home. Well, this advice made sense in a way. With our trained forces, modern weapons, and air power, the United States has the capability to destroy the mass forces of ISIS on the desert battlefield. But what the United States has not shown is that it can find and destroy scattered, motivated enemy fighters in complicated terrain or in urban settings. So, what was the Mahdi? Who was the Mahdi? Well, in the 1870s, a Muslim cleric called the Mahdi proclaimed himself the redeemer of the Islamic world and began a rebellion in Egypt and the Sudan. And the British, who were taking control of Egypt, sent their troops to confront the Mahdi, the result was a complete defeat and massacre at Khartoum in 1885. And I thought, surely this historian is not suggesting this pathway to deal with ISIS. Later, however, the British, in 1898, the British sent a stronger force with modern weapons, and it confronted the Mahdist army and destroyed it. And then I said, but I asked the historian then, did the British actually go home after this victory? And he smiled and he said, well, they did, but then they came back. And that was a mistake. Good advice, maybe. This is D.G. Martin.